Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with an ayah of the Quran. SubhanAllah, you know, we often hear about great scholars in the past, and you would think that they were always great scholars. And if anything, these last few episodes, I would hope, would have taught you is that a lot of people came from a pretty rough past, or they did things in the past. And some of those things were actually really, really, really nasty. One such person is a man by the name of Fudayl ibn Iyad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa rahimahullah. His nickname, just to give you an idea, is Imam al-Haramayn, the Imam of the two Harams. So this is a man that is found in basically every book of tazkiyah, every book of spirituality, that would eventually live this great life of asceticism and zuhud and so on and so forth. But little do we know, subhanAllah, what this man used to be like radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was actually a highway robber, qati' tariq, between Syria and Khurasan. So he used to rob people, he used to attack people between Khurasan, which is the Persian areas, the Persian territories, and Syria. And he'd constantly attack, you know, these people, these caravans as they were going through. He'd steal from them, he would be violent with them, and he was notorious for what he did. And to make it even worse, Fudayl says that he used to commit zina all the time. So he would actually commit adultery with some of the women of these caravans that he was robbing. And he said, there was a particular woman that I used to go behind, you know, this particular wad, this particular valley, and I'd meet her on a nightly basis and I'd commit zina with her. So subhanAllah, you know, think about a man that's constantly that's going every night and just soiling himself in sin, and then has a haram job during the day. Fudayl has the most haram job during the day, which is he's a highway robber, and he has the worst night possible, right, by committing zina on a nightly basis. He says, until one night that I was on my way to commit zina, and as I was on my way, I heard a man. In one narration, it's a family member of that woman, and he was reciting this ayah from Surah Al-Hadid. أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعْ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. This is the 16th verse of Surah Al-Hadid, which is actually associated with the tawbah, with the repentance of many people in the past, where Allah says, has the time not come for those who have believed that their hearts should become humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that their hearts should humble themselves and submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which has come down of the truth, and do not be like those who were given the scripture before you, and a long period passed, and so their hearts hardened once again, and many of them are defiantly disobedient. So Fudayl radiallahu anhu, he hears this ayah, and he says, Bala ya Rabbi qad an. He says, yes, O my Lord, now is the time. Now is the time. So Fudayl said that I left and I didn't commit zina with that woman. And as I was walking, he said, I saw a group of people and they were talking amongst themselves. And this caravan was deciding whether to go or whether to stay put. So one group of people said, Narhal, let's go. Another group of people said, let's wait. Why did they say let's wait? They said, فَإِنَّ فُضَيْلَ عَلَى الطَّرِيقِ. They said, because Fudayl is on this path, يَقْطَعُ عَلَيْنَا. And Fudayl is going to attack us. So let's wait. Let's not go right now, because we don't want to come into contact with Fudayl. So Fudayl is listening to these people talk about how much they fear him, a group of Muslims, a group of believers, a group of Hujjaj perhaps, right? And they don't want to meet Fudayl, and they're afraid of Fudayl, and that's basically the main thing they're taking into consideration with whether or not they should stay or go. So Fudayl says, فَجَعَلْتُ أَبْكِي. I started to cry, and I held my beard. And I said, as I was holding my beard, أَنَا بِاللَّيْلِ فِي الْمَعَاصِي وَقَوْمٌ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ هَا هُنَا يَخَافُونِ. He said that, you know, during the night, I spend my nights soiling myself in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have Muslims that fear me during the day. وَمَا أَرَى اللَّهَ سَاخَنِي إِلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا لِأَرْتَدِعْ. I don't see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed me to hear that conversation, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to come back. Allah wanted me to return to Him. And He says, Allahumma inni qad tubtu ilayk wa ja'altu tawbati mujawarata al-bayt al-haram. He said, oh Allah, I have repented to you and I've made my tawbah to live in the company of al-Masjid al-Haram. So he moved to Mecca and he's going to stay in the companionship of the scholars of Mecca, and he stays in the presence of the Kaaba until he eventually becomes the Mufti of Mecca, subhanAllah, and becomes Imam al-Haramayn. And Fudayl radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before he did that, he actually spent some time trying to visit each and every single one of his victims. Everyone that he could remember that he'd stolen from, he goes to them and he gives them back their goods and he begs them for forgiveness, and then he moves to the Bayt al-Haram and the rest is history. Subhanallah, all from this one ayah. Isn't it time? Isn't it time? Isn't it time? Allah is constantly asking each and every single one of us, isn't it time for your heart to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to not allow your heart to harden once again? Isn't it time to make a permanent change in your life and come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We won't all become scholars like Fudayl radiallahu anhu, but at least we could become decent believers that are within the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that find themselves in His in the favorable company of the believers and the Siddiqoon and the Shuhada and the Anbiya on the Day of Judgment. So we ask Allah to forgive us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us a heedless people and to allow us to respond to that call and to allow us to die upon that call. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Inshallah ta'ala, I will see you tomorrow for another episode of People of Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.